Maine governor shelves tribal iGaming bill for more discussion. Maine Governor Janet Mills has opted not to sign a bill that would expand online gambling access to the state's tribal nations. Instead, she has chosen to delay action on the measure until lawmakers return for a future session. The bill, LD 1164, was among approximately 60 pieces of legislation passed by the legislature late last month that Governor Mills is holding without immediate approval or veto. Because the legislature has adjourned for the 2025 session, the governor is prohibited from issuing vetoes at this time but will have the opportunity to act once lawmakers reconvene. The proposed legislation would allow the Wabanaki Nations, the Passamaquoddy Tribe, Penobscot Nation, Mi'kmaq Nation and Houlton Band of Maliseet Indians to expand their current online gambling rights. These tribes already hold exclusive rights to operate online sports betting platforms in Maine under legislation passed in 2022. LD 1164 would take this a step further by enabling the tribes to partner with third-party vendors to offer online casino games such as poker and blackjack through digital platforms, including mobile applications and websites. Supporters of the bill argue that the expansion of online gambling represents a significant economic opportunity for the tribal nations. Proponents said that allowing the tribes to operate online casino games would create new revenue streams and employment opportunities while also generating tax income for the state. They emphasized that many Maine residents already participate in online casino games through unregulated or illegal platforms, and that regulating the activity would offer consumer protections and a formal structure for oversight. Proposal opposition remains strong. However, the proposal has drawn criticism from several corners, including from the Mills administration, which testified in opposition to the bill during its legislative review. Critics expressed concern about the potential social consequences of legalizing internet gaming, especially the risk of increased gambling addiction among residents. There was also pushback from Maine's two land-based casino operators, Hollywood Casino and Oxford Casino, who opposed the bill on the grounds that it would grant tribal operators exclusive access to a lucrative sector, excluding existing commercial entities from the market. Governor Mills' office confirmed that she is continuing to evaluate the legislation and the implications it may have for Maine. Her office stated that she remains committed to carefully reviewing all of the held bills and gathering additional information as needed. The administration emphasized that she intends to act on them at the beginning of the next legislative session, once lawmakers are present to receive any vetoes or other executive decisions. As per state legislative procedures, Mills has limited options for action while the legislature is not in session. She cannot sign, veto, or allow a bill to become law without her signature unless lawmakers have met for at least 3 days.